Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks can win a season series tonight up here in Seattle and gain a split of their two-game roadie if they can deep six the Kraken team that recently ended an eight-game winless streak. And at 3-5-2 in their last 10 games here on home ice, the Kraken might well be vulnerable here in Seattle. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Troy Murray. We are at the beautiful Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, where tonight the Blackhawks will take on the Kraken for the second of three meetings this season, Troy. And they're coming off of a 4-0 shutout win over the Florida Panthers, where the Blackhawks are coming off of a tough 4-1 loss up in Edmonton. An opportunity to bounce back here tonight against a team that they've already beaten and has had a little bit of difficulty here in the last little stretch. Underway here in Seattle, Hawks control. Joey Anderson, a quick dump into the left wing corner in the Kraken zone. Here's Devin Shore, newcomer to the Kraken lineup, down the left wing Hawks zone. Tried to scoop it toward the net, was blocked away. Puck taken back by Kyler Yamamoto into the Hawks zone. He fires and he scores! Turn the puck over just outside their blue line, and Kyler Yamamoto was there to get it, race into the Hawks zone, and from near the high slot area, he beats Soderblom with a low wrist shot. It's now 1-0 in favor of the Kraken. Yamamoto to the right wing corner, then to the right wing board, put it to the line, Larson. Headed over, left circle, Dunn. He'll skate the puck behind the Hawk net around to the right wing corner, then up the boards. Gave it to Larson, high slot, over to Dunn, a one-timer! They score! Pierre-Edouard Belmar got a rebound. This puck hit somebody on the way in, and it laid at the feet of Soderblom. There was Belmar to scoop it into the back of the net. Actually, I believe they're going to give this now to Kyler Yamamoto on a deflection. Puck back into the Seattle zone. Big Jamie Oleksiak in the near corner. Gave it away. Here's Radish from the right circle. Shoots, he scores! Taylor Radish with a nice shot low along the ice. Beats DeCord. Beauvillier factored into the play as well, creating the turnover, and the Hawks get one back. They trail 2-1 with 16:57 left in period number two. Anderson battling with Riker Evans. Evans sent the puck down the boards to the corner of Bjorkstrand there. Tearing down behind the Hawk net. Crevier reached around him, but then he centers the puck. It hits a skate and ricochets in behind Soderblom. He scores. Twice in as many games where a puck has ricocheted off of a Blackhawk player and into the net. And this gives the Kraken a 3-1 lead. Dropping it on the left wing side, Philip Roos. Shot it across the rink, intended for Kurashev. Picked off by Tanev, racing down the left wing Hawk zone. Brandon Tanev behind the Hawk net around to the right wing board. Sets up the line, Borgen. Long wrist shot, they score! Karche on the deflection. This makes it 4-1 in favor of the Kraken. Borgen's assisted on two goals here tonight. With 5:17 left in the second period, the Kraken are out in front by a trio. McWhite pass for Bjorkstrand into the Hawks zone to the left wing half-boards. Fed it to the slot, Yanni Gord. He put it beside the net. They score! It's Ellie Tolvanen. And it's 5-1 Seattle. 2:51 left in the second period. Bjorkstrand for the right point. Leaves it in the high slot. Evans to McCann. Top of the left circle. He shoots. He scores. That's number 14 on the season for Jared McCann. It's a power play goal and extends the Seattle lead to 6-1. Back to Seattle at the right point Hawk zone. Dumoulin's got the puck. Put it down to the right wing corner. And Devin Shore fights off a check. Hands it off. And a tough angle shot. They score. This time it's Pierre-Edouard Belmar's goal from about 3 inches above the goal line to the right of the Hawk net. Soderblom made the initial save on a Seattle shot, but the loose puck laid beside the net, and Belmar tucked it in. It's now 7-1 in favor of the Kraken. In behind the Seattle net, Dumoulin just holding the puck there. Scoops it over to Evans in the far corner. He'll advance it to center ice and down into the Hawk zone. No icing will be called, and time will wind off the clock. And the Seattle Kraken win this one 7-1.